volcano? Volcano? His car's here. Where's he? Not in the study either. Maybe in the garage? Kano? Why is that running? Kano, what are you doing? How did you know about that?
So you knew that the cars could be flipped? Did you know all of it? Did you know that Dad was the Green Hornet?
Let me explain.
Did you know? Did you know?
Yes.
How long?
How long have I known? Or how long has he been the Hornet? Never mind, it's the same answer, since I was a kid.
How?
You're going to need to be more specific with your questions. I'm willing to tell you everything, but if you want answers, you're going to have to calm down and listen.
How did my dad, a concert pianist, become this city's public enemy number one?
In some ways, it goes back to the days of the Old West with your great-great-great-granduncle, but I'll save that story for a different time. Instead, I'll start with Rick Reed Sr., your great-granduncle. He had returned from traveling the world to find this city not only trying to recover from the Great Depression and facing a Second World War, but also overflowing with crime and corruption. He was a very good and decent man who couldn't stand idly by and watch as criminals ruled the streets while corrupt politicians and police stood by and did nothing. So, he decided that he would fight the villainy that overflowed in the city, creating a persona that would be feared by everyone, taking apart criminal organizations from the inside. He was the first Green Hornet.
You want me to believe that there wasn't any other way to get justice? He had to create an outlaw?
Like I said, a lot of politicians and police officers were on the take. It was hard to know who to trust. He did find one man, the police commissioner, that he could trust and work with.
So he did have the law on his side?
Sort of, yes. Anyway, he worked very hard to clean up this city, aided by Ikano Kato.
Grandpa Kato was involved in this too? But Mom always talked about how honorable he was, like a samurai of old.
His helping Britt Sr. was the pinnacle of honor. The two had met during Britt's travels and had become friends, and when it was decided that the Green Hornet was needed, Kato stood by his side. They did this through the days of the war, and finally succeeded in rooting out the evil in the city. At that point, they both settled down, got married, and had families, leaving the Green Hornet behind them.
How does this explain my father?
I'm getting there. The late 60s rolled around, and my father, Britt Reed Jr., came to town to learn the family business. He was Britt Sr.'s nephew, but the two of them were more like father and son. The two of them realized that crime had slowly crept back into the city, regaining its former power. It was then that Dad decided to fully follow in his uncle's footsteps and took over the role of the Green Hornet. Your uncle Hayashi was sent to America to help as his father had, upholding the Kato family oath to always be there for the Reeds. They re-cleaned the city, and when they were done, also retired and moved on with their life, until the 1980s.
Dad?
After your Uncle Alan? Yes. He was killed on his first outing as the Hornet.
And Dad wanted to avenge his brother's death.
Sort of. It was a cross between that and feeling an obligation to the family. Out of all the Reed men, he was the most reluctant to take on the role, but he also saw the need that the Green Hornet filled in the city.
Mom was sent as his Kato.
Yeah, though the two of them really couldn't stand each other at first. Then they fell for each other, and a couple of years later recognized the fact that they had fallen for each other and actually became involved. They did their part to bring the city back on the edge again, retired, got married, and had you.
So what happened? What brought them out of retirement?
I don't know, but I promise I'm going to find out. Now it's your turn. When did you learn about the rotating car and the family secret?
Last night. Mom and Dad have been acting funny the past few days. Yesterday morning, they told me to set up with Alex to stay the night. Which is odd. We haven't done sleepovers in years. I mean, I'm 17, for Pete's sake. I should have seen the signs a lot earlier. the way they were always secretive about the way they fell in love, the fact that we were the only ones to have access to the patio area.
There's no reason why any of those things should have made me think, oh, my dad must be the Green Hornet. And seeing as the Reed family owns the whole complex, it's easier to have all the other Hornet additions.
Besides the flipping carport?
Actually, there's another whole garage down there. We call it the Beauty's Lair, though your mother laid ownership to it years ago. But then again, the kiddos have always laid claim to the Black Beauty.
If she ever gets out of the hospital, she'll probably want to put in an elevator.
To the lair? She'll demand one. And she'll definitely be wanting one because she's going to pull through this. But I don't want her to be worrying about taking care of this new uprising. That's why I've got to get to work.
Wait, so you're going to take over? Become the new Green Hornet? Even after seeing what they did to Dad and Uncle Alan?
If things have gotten so bad that they were ambushing people on highways, then I think it's time for the Hornet to return. I just wish that they had let me know things had gotten this far out of control. If I hadn't been out of town last night, I might have been able to go in their stead.
And die in their place? Dad wouldn't have been able to live with himself, especially after what you said about his brother.
Well, I want you to know that if there had been anything I could have done to avoid this, I would have.
If wishes were money, we'd all be rich. Don't worry, Dan. I don't blame you. No one could. And if you're only doing this out of family responsibility, then don't. We'll find another way.
Let's take it one step at a time. The first thing I need to do is locate the Black Beauty. The police haven't found her yet, but if they do, it could lead to more trouble.
Where would it be?
I'll go to the crime scene and search the area. Usually, they would hide the car in the vicinity so they could get to it fast if needed, but well concealed so as to not tip people off.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. Let's go!
No, Kano. I'll take care of this. You need to stay here.
And do what? Mope around, feeling sorry for myself and my parents? Worry about what you're doing? Worry about what's happening to you? Let me be useful. If nothing else, it'll give you a second set of eyes.
If I let you come, do you promise to follow orders? If I tell you to take off, you'll do it with no arguments. Understood?
Sure, whatever. Let's go already, before the cops or someone worse finds it.
Police finished with the scene about half an hour ago. There are going to be patrols rolling by on a regular basis, so we need to be quick. Are you okay? You've been very quiet since we left the condo.
I'm fine. You go left, I'll go right. Were they still using the large black sedan?
Yeah. The green speedster your mother originally built got blown up, so she renovated Dad's car.
I'm surprised you didn't do a custom lowjack on it.
It would have been too dangerous. If one of their enemies had learned the frequency, they could have learned where the beauty was stored and when they were coming.
By enemies, you mean other mobsters or cops?
In this case, either would have been problematic. Are you sure you're okay? If you want to talk about it, I know what you're going through. When my dad was diagnosed in the final stages of lung cancer a few years ago, I went through hell.
You don't know how I feel! You can't possibly know what this feels like!
Kano? Oh God, get away from there!
That's his blood, isn't it? And that's...
Don't look at it, Kano. Just walk away. Concentrate on something else. Remember that your mom is still with us, and she's...
They shot him in the head!
No one said it directly, but I figured that had to be the case. Come on, Kano. Come back to the car, and I'll take you home. I shouldn't have brought you out here.
No. I can handle this. We've got to find the beauty.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's some tall grass 50 yards ahead. Let's go check it out.
Why did you guess that he was shot?
There's this material called Spectrum. It's an ultra-high molecular weight polyethylene fiber that's stronger than Kevlar. Your dad's coat and suit were lined with the stuff. So were your mother's leathers. Even his hat was lined with the stuff. But if he lost his fedora in the fight...
It became his weak spot. Is that what saved Mom's life?
More than likely. The damage that she did take was probably from all the shots hitting her back. It's armor, but it can only take so much.
So what you're trying to tell me is they tried to take precautions.
As best they could, yes. But even police officers take a chance every time they hit the streets. They wear bulletproof vests, but bulletproof is a misnomer. They know they are putting their lives on the line every time they go out. And the Green Hornet makes every effort to make it safe for everyone involved. They never use deadly force, always leaving crooks unconscious for good cops to take into custody. Yes, they would use weapons like throwing darts, nunchaku, and such, but only to stop, never to kill. And of course, they had the gas gun and the hornet sting.
A lot of good that did them. Maybe if they had used a little more lethal force, the bad guys wouldn't keep coming back.
Don't ever allow yourself to think that way. While the common public may not be able to tell the difference between the Green Hornet and the scum out there, we can never let that line blur. If we start justifying things like murder, the line disappears and we truly become no better than they are.
You've given this a lot of thought, haven't you?
When I was a kid, and Paul first started as the Green Hornet, I dreamed of someday becoming the Hornet myself, but I didn't understand it. But as I grew up, I realized what it meant for society if I needed to put on green, and I learned that it wasn't a game. It was a choice to lay down my life for the greater good. Your dad had learned that as well. I'm just sorry that it came to him doing that.
I get that. I really do. That's why I'm going to help you.
You already are, buddy.
No, I don't mean hunting down the Black Beauty. I mean, I'm going to be going out with you. I'm going to be your Kato.
No, you're not.
You can't do it by yourself.
No, I can't. But I'll call Hayashi. He and Diana can come home for a while until we get this sorted
out. No. Bringing these guys to justice is my right, my responsibility.
I get that, but you're too young. If the need ever arises, God forbid, when you're older, for the Green Hornet to return, then it's your birthright as a Reed to take up the mantle. But not now.
Remember, I have two birthrights in this. The Kato blood is also in my veins, and you need someone to help you now. Not in a few weeks, which is how long it would take for them to get back.
I don't...
Dan, I'm not going to argue with you on this. I'm as capable of doing this as you are. I've studied automotive engineering with Mom since I was big enough to pick up a socket wrench, and I've been learning martial arts from her for as long as you have. We can work together, or I can do this on my own, but either way, I'm helping.
God, you do have a lot of your mother in you, don't you?
I guess so.
Okay, for now. See how things go, but if it looks like things are going to get too rough, then we'll get some more help. And you can't let your grades slip either. The Hornet can't become your obsession.
Agreed. Now let's get the Black Beauty and get home.
Okay, we'll drive my car back, and I'll take...
You can drive your own car. The Black Beauty is always driven by a Kato.